Hi, Channel 10. I'm here with Paul from S1 Digital at CES 2008. Paul, thanks for your time.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Now, tell us a little bit about S1 Digital. What do you guys do?
So S1 Digital is a high-end media center, OEM. We're a hardware company that primarily deals in media center, mm-hmm. the media center platform, the media center space. We have a number of products that target both a very high-end custom installer all the way to customers who want to buy direct from us. We have products that range from rack mount servers that hold 5 terabytes of storage down to a tiny little mini media center that's the size of a book, but it's a full-featured media center as well. And then we have a number of products that range in between.
And you were mentioning before that apart from media center, you also do home automation products, is that right?
We partner with best-of-breed companies to provide a full offering, a full solution to our customers. So, for example, some of the companies that we do and we will be partnering with include home automation. So the media center, I like to think of media center as a platform, as part of a larger ecosystem where the media center is a control platform. It provides the AV, music, all the sort of things that media center provides. But you can scale it and add to that in terms of controlling lights, automation, HVAC, cameras. You can distribute AV and that control around the house. We're partnering with other companies who provide us a way to control and browse content on the media center without having to turn the TV on. So from touch screens, for example, you can use these screens in different rooms to cue up music to play in different rooms and things like that.
Okay, and has S1 Digital started looking at Windows Home Server as a product yet?
We have. Yep. We will be coming out with 2 products. One is a 1U rack, 4 terabyte system that we're targeting towards custom installers.
Okay.
It's very, very small. It's very powerful. The other device we're coming out with is an Intel product. The name of it escapes me, but it also holds 4 hard drives up to 4 terabytes, and that'll be aimed at the consumer who wants to buy it direct from us.
Okay, and so if you're interested in getting more information, obviously maybe even buying a product, how do I go about engaging with you guys to look at products and get something installed?
So we have 2 channels. One is direct. You can buy direct from our website. Prices and configuration, all that sort of stuff is available there. Some of our features include cable card tuners, HD DVD and Blu-ray readers, so you can watch both formats. We're format agnostic. The other channel that we have is the custom installer channel, where we offer our higher end products, such as the rack mount server, and some other new products we're coming out with, and they're available through the custom installer channel, and customers can contact us to find a local installer in their area.
So tell me about some of the solutions you have for TV, whether it's recording TV, distributing TV to other devices around the house.
Sure. One of the fantastic features of Media Center now is the ability to be able to watch and record high-definition cable directly without needing a cable box, mm-hmm. And an infrared blaster and that whole setup. And people who used Media Center before, I think July this year, know that you had to plug in a cable box, so that's all gone away now. Our Media Center is aimed at that customers can buy direct. We'll have 2 cable card tuners so you can watch and record 2 shows at once. You can use Xbox 360 or extenders to stream live and record a TV up to 5 different rooms, which is great.
So yeah,
you have a way to distribute live TV around the house without needing a set-top box in every room and coax to every room. All you need now is either Ethernet or wireless N, and you've got a great solution. For our custom installers on our rack mount server, and soon some other products we'll be releasing, you will be able to have 4 cable card tuners, so you'll be able to watch and record 4 channels simultaneously for those people that need to watch lots of stuff.
That's very cool. So the Channel 10 viewers on our site, they love specs. Everyone loves to hear the specs. What's the highest end product you guys do in terms of a media center? What are the specs? What do we got?
Sure. So if the viewers who are watching this really like high end stuff, we have a sexy box. Our server edition runs on a quad core processor. It has a RAID 5 controller, and when I say RAID 5 controller, I'm not talking about motherboard RAID. We have a dedicated hardware RAID controller. Mm-hmm. Which is pretty expensive, but it provides an absolute robust solution. A lot of our competitors are using onboard RAID, whereas with our solution, you could pull the plug out, you can have a bad drive, you bring the system back up, and you wouldn't even notice that there was any performance
right.
degradation. It has hot swap drives, 6 hot swap drives, so drive fails very rarely.
Yep.
But if it happened, while the system is running, you press a little eject button, pull the drive out, while the system is continuing to do its stuff, put the new drive in, automatically reboots the RAID array, and you're back to the fault tolerance.
Very cool.
4 gigs of RAM, the latest Intel X38 motherboard. You name it, it has it. And up to 4 cable card tuners, of course.
Sounds great. Now, for more information, website?
S1digital.com. That's the letter S, the number 1, and the word digital.com.
Paul from S1 Digital, thanks very much for your time.
Sure. Thanks for having me.